We've all been around people that can elevate us. And then we've also have people that can badly hinder our ability to be that best version of ourselves. Just by the toxicity of that connection we can have with them. In those quite toxic relationships, we can often be afraid to speak up and confront who's producing those toxic vibes. And this can then keep us in toxic relationships, friendships, even jobs. We can stay there even with that toxicity. And if we're not careful, it can make us get trapped in that cycle of staying this way. The more we get upset and put down by these types of relationships, the more our inner confidence and self-esteem can be negatively affected by this. Some people are great at holding the illusion of being lovely and kind and all round nice and friendly, but inside they're maybe quite different. These types of toxic relationships can be quite subtle, like the mood hoovers or the Debbie Downers in life. And these people can have a massive impact on us. It's good to just notice how we feel with people in our lives. And if they are impacting us, it's maybe time to have a look at who they are and of course how they're behaving towards us. Maybe it's critical people who can seem to always find something to moan or criticise about. It's good to understand that criticism is different to advice. A critical person may say things like, "Are you really going to wear that? What is wrong with you? Can't you get anything right?" If, say, a friend is with you and that you're going out for the day and you see them in like massive heels and you know that they're going to struggle walking, a critical person would be, "What do you think you're wearing those for?" And the person giving advice might say, "Oh, I've chosen the flat shoes for me today because I know when I did something like this before, my feet killed me." Of course, they could still wear the high shoes, but it's their choice. But if your feet did kill you and you'd made that choice, then probably you would reflect back on what your friend had said and you'd learn from it. The critic is not always blatantly rude by calling you horrible names, but often they may constantly insult your beliefs, appearance, and thoughts, often because they have low self-esteem and want to be in control. Instead of trying to make suggestions to improve maybe your bad habits, they find every excuse to berate these habits and hinder your growth as a person. Passive aggression is the passive expression of anger. Again, this can be quite subtle and sometimes not easy to fully notice. But being around these types of people over time, you will notice the patterns of this behaviour. Common examples include repeatedly keeping you waiting and making you late for an appointment. You often never know what messages these people are trying to convey. You might feel that you walk on eggshells when you're around a passive aggressive person. And they will maybe have that denial over feelings, maybe be sarcastic or harsh, have these backhanded compliments as such. And sometimes hearing those different styles of behaviour will help you understand this passive-aggressive type of personality. Imagine you did something to upset your friend, but you're unsure exactly what it is. You ask why he or she is angry or upset, so that you can prevent upsetting them in the future if possible. However, your friend won't tell you why they're mad and upset and instead reply, "I'm fine. No, of course I'm not mad." Even though you might have noticed that they may be withdrawing from you. This can make us spin out, your brain running in circles trying to figure out what this person is thinking. Have you done something wrong? What did they really mean or feel? If you spend lots of time with a person like this, it can lead us to start doing our own heads in. We can literally spend hours trying to read into what that person's thinking and feeling. We could start overthinking everything. And as we've said, what's happening can then constantly be sort of something that we're moving forward and through, like backtracking over everything that's said. If a person can't communicate in a straightforward manner, uses sarcasm or a defensive mechanism, sends mixed messages or acts like nothing is wrong, regardless of exhibiting angry emotions, you might be dealing with a passive aggressor. Another type of toxic behaviour is stonewalling. This is when someone is very evasive and will often refuse to communicate how they're feeling and will do anything to evade the issue. Many people have heard of this stonewaller as a person who refuses to engage in maybe conversations or share feelings when important things come up. It's as if in that moment they just close down and put a wall up. This can make us feel quite insignificant and maybe unworthy of honest communication and make us feel that we're not that close to them. Otherwise, why wouldn't they let us in? The stonewaller may often come off as a bit cold, maybe a bit aloof, and refuse to admit there's a problem. But refusing to communicate creates negative feelings and barriers that make it difficult to further a successful relationship. This can be an issue in all types of relationship and can really maybe grate on us at times. And over time, we can start holding feelings of resentment and guilt. If the stonewaller refuses to respond to your questions, their non-communication can make you frustrated and angry and even upset because they just won't engage with you. If this is at work, then it can be hard to work as a team then because it causes you to look bad if your react to this behaviour isn't the best. If this is the case, you need to just start looking at this situation and work to find your own solutions without this person's input. If you're trying to communicate with a person you know well and they refuse to be honest and open with you, you may want to reconsider why you have that relationship with them in the first place. As relationships are all about being able to connect with somebody, have easy and open communication, and over time our relationships should grow. Of course, some people take longer to open up in those initial stages, but getting to know somebody, if that connection isn't growing, is it worth taking time to maybe just step back a little or reevaluate this relationship or work situation or friendship? All relationships can be hard and we have to not allow them to negatively affect us. Otherwise, we can come over just as bad as the other person. It's time now to take stock of who you are and what relationships you have in your life. Life is precious and we need to grab it with both hands. I'm not saying lose all your friends or resign from work, but maybe it is time to reflect on what makes you a better person. It's a bit like our eating habits. Too much or too little of anything isn't great for us. And we really need to find that balance. See your relationships in the same way and look at finding that healthy balance in them.